And now Randy Gorman is here with the WXXI Business Report. Good morning, Randy. You're looking at some local efforts to capitalize on software development.
Yes, good morning, Beth. NextCore, that is the organization based in downtown Rochester at the Sibley Building, which runs various business incubator programs for startups, has been awarded a federal grant to help entrepreneurs who are not software experts develop apps for their businesses. It's a $743,000 grant that will be combined with matching money for a nearly $1 million program. Jim Sinal is president of NextCore, and he says this new program is aimed at people who have ideas for businesses that will use apps and other software, but who don't have the software engineering skills to develop those ideas themselves. And Sinal says that software development is a key growth area for the Rochester economy, something that has become even more obvious during the pandemic, with many companies able to continue having their employees work remotely in that sector.
Obviously, software is an industry that works very well in that environment, right? You don't need to be in a physical location building product, for example. And so you can work on this no matter where you are. You can have online sales. You can have kind of all that stuff going on.
Sinal says that NextCore will also be working with interns from RIT and the U of R to help those entrepreneurs with their startup companies. A Rochester medical manufacturer is adding jobs with the help of a new federal contract. Ortho Clinical Diagnostics awarded a nearly $54 million contract from the U.S. Defense Department. This in coordination with BARDA, that is the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. The new contract will expand manufacturing of Ortho Clinical's antigen and antibody tests, which help healthcare workers detect active and past infections involving the virus that causes COVID-19. Ortho Clinical will add 30 jobs as part of the expansion work in both manufacturing and R&D. The company has three facilities in the Rochester area at Canal Ponds, which altogether employ about 1,200 people. Well, both the manufacturing and service sectors in New York State saw solid performance in April. That is according to a recent survey taken by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. New York Fed senior economist Rich Dietz tells us that manufacturing activity in New York, as well as northern New Jersey and Connecticut, saw continued strength in manufacturing. But he says what was especially notable for the April survey is there was a solid increase in the service sector, particularly in the leisure and hospitality sector, businesses like restaurants, which have been hard hit by the pandemic.
Hiring plans in both the manufacturing sector and the service sector were the strongest on record for an entire history of our surveys. So that's 15 or 20 years. So clearly, you know, businesses that are sticking around are expecting to increase employment. In fact, in the manufacturing sector, they can't find enough people. And that's been going on for a long time. That's actually starting to happen in the service sector as well.
Now, Dietz says the turnaround in the economy, especially the service sector, is likely related to the fact that more people are getting vaccinated and starting to venture out more often. He says the business officials responding to that New York Fed survey also were optimistic about the near future, anticipating even better economic conditions in 6 months from now. RIT and the National Technical Institute for the Deaf have been awarded a $470,000 federal grant. This is to help deaf and hard of hearing students learn IT technical skills to better prepare them for the workforce. This according to Congressman Joe Morelli, who says the grant will fund a pilot program called Deaf Tech Ready. It's a 10-week, 40-hour boot camp for a dozen deaf and hard of hearing students on the RIT campus during the summer of 2022. Upon successful certification, the students would get job placement assistance and course credit, which they can used to pursue an associate degree at NTID or other colleges around the country. And on the local earnings front, Xerox reporting first quarter earnings early tomorrow morning. Of course, we'll have results for you right here on WXXI and at WXXINews.org. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.